is Joanna Tipple of Claverack, New York, and I have just listened to Professor David Nightingale regarding college education, and I agree with him on most of his points that not everyone needs to go to college to earn a living, but law students, recent graduates, are not earning. Maybe people who have been in the field a while are earning what he suggested, but a family member of mine graduated 2 years ago and is absolutely unable to find a job. He is qualified, he has integrity, and he has good references, but there are no jobs for lawyers. So I'm not quite sure what the answer is, but I would like to see a change in something because far too many students who have worked hard for their degree are not getting anything out of it. Thank you.
My name is Amanda Emerson. I live in Williamsburg, Massachusetts, and I want to say thank you, Dr. David Nightingale. A while back, you threatened to retire from making comments, and thank you for coming out of retirement. I just heard you, and thank you very much for what you say about people who do practical things, which I think does not really require a college education or a degree anyway. I encourage people to get a degree maybe later in life or get some experience first, but do some practical stuff.
I listened during the recent fund drive, and I heard many comments about having a one-hour-long media project. I also do not recall hearing many comments about the Moth radio show. So, WAMC, instead of the Moth once a month, how about one one-hour-long media project per month? And allowing WAMC listeners to suggest one of the topics discussed. P.S. I find Bob and Ian's banter during the Night Crew Fun Drive much more enjoyable than the Moth anyway. Thank you.
My name's Marta Knapp, and I'm from Poughkeepsie. Recent interview I heard between Dr. Chartok and Bill Owen, I believe is his name, a representative from the North Country, and when the topic, the controversial topic of the Keystone Pipeline came up, I think that the listening audience needs more information on this issue, which, just like fracking, is environmentally devastating. No matter what the pro-business dirty energy proponents claim, nothing makes this plan okay or sensible. The, quote, tar sands, end quote, of Canada are actually the boreal forests of the north, which are being turned into another vast strip-mined place on Mother Earth, where the songbirds have been nesting and breeding for centuries, now are being destroyed in a process that costs millions more in energy to produce the heavy crude oil than its yield warrants. If the money and promotion that goes into further development of fossil fuel production and use went instead into solar, wind, geothermal, hydropower, we could reverse the global effects of fossil fuel pollution and save the planet.
Hi, this is Ken Walsh from Rosendale. I'm listening to the conversation about the minimum wage on Wednesday, I believe. This is what I think the inherent problem is, not the amount of the minimum wage. It's how much the executives are making in corporate welfare. If we address those two issues, then companies can still make a profit by paying people a fair wage to live. There's no reason a CEO should make 100 times what an employee makes. Everybody says that, well, that's capitalism, but that's a distortion of capitalism like anything else. Capitalism is a work in progress that has been perverted by greed. And once we address that, the minimum wage will not be an issue.
John Verlon, Kingston, New York. How about just us folks saying, you know, you people, meaning the government, the elected officials, the ones that are sucking up taxpayer dollars for doing nothing, say, we're not going to pay tax. Don't shop. Don't do anything. In mass, everybody take a two-week vacation if you want to put a roadblock in front of what's going on, and just load down the system. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be fun? Anyway, love WAMC.